Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, my friends. Welcome to r/petty revenge, where the revenges aren't as crazy as pro or nuclear, but they're just enough to put a smile on your face because, guys, let's be real. We can all learn a thing or two from these stories and use it to be petty against others. I hope you stay for the stories today and do hit that subscribe button for future petty revenge stories. Let's get into it. So this morning, traffic is totally backed up due to a fender bender at a construction zone. Karen decides to blast by everyone in the left-hand turning lane and force her way up front. You can tell that she's in a hurry. She has an older Ford SUV covered in dents and road rash. Lots of middle fingers and horns express their displeasure at her move, and she ends up right next to me, so I hatched my evil plan. I roll down my window and honk at her. She ignores me, giving me the finger. So I wave at her nicely and point to her back tire. Then I motion to her to roll down her window. I said, "Your tire's really low. It's almost flat. You might want to pull over to the gas station and put some air in there. Here, I'll let you in front of me." Karen smiles, says thanks, and pulls into the gas station. I drive off as she's getting out to check her perfectly fine tire. The gas station exit is right where the accident was, and it probably added 20 minutes to her commute to pull in there and try to get back out. OP, you're an evil genius. I'm gonna have to take this one and add it to my arsenal. Karen's tire may have been fine, but hopefully the thought of her being late to whatever she was rushing to get to leaves her feeling deflated. Oh, get it? Tires deflated. Oh, I'm so lame. This next story is titled, "Handicapped Parking is for Handicapped People." My son and I were at the mall one day on a crowded Saturday, and as I was looking for parking, I saw that a Lamborghini owner decided that a handicapped spot near the entrance was set aside for him. I looked, and lo and behold, there was no sign of a placard or a handicap tag. This really pissed me off, and I was thinking about it the whole time we were shopping. I hate rich jerks that think because they have money, they can do what they please. So we did our shopping and were in the mall for about an hour. And when we came out, I noticed that he had a ticket on his windshield. Great, at least he got what he deserved. But that wasn't enough for me. I have a nephew in my family who's in a wheelchair, so I know how important these spots are. I decided to get spiteful, pour some more salt in this open wound. I went to my car, grabbed some paper, and started writing, and then walked over to his car and left a note on his windshield that said, "I'm terribly sorry. I didn't mean to scrape your car with my wheelchair. I would leave my contact info, but you were illegally parked. The scrape is pretty deep, so good luck trying to get that out." I decided to sit and wait in my car to see who this entitled rich jerk was, and ended up waiting another half hour, because I needed to see this reaction. He saw the ticket on the windshield, which didn't seem to faze him, and then he saw my note. I saw his eyes widen as he read through it, trying to comprehend what happened. As he read the note, a panicked look came over his face, and it was priceless. Then he spent the next little while going over his car inch by inch, running his hand on every panel on the car, and I drove away chuckling to myself. Hopefully, he learned his lesson. You know what, OP? The sad thing is, he probably won't learn the lesson. I mean, what's a $300 parking ticket to these guys? It's basically pocket change. It doesn't matter what you drive, though, guys. It can be a Lamborghini or a rusty Honda Civic. If you don't have that placard, you can't park in those spots. Just be a good person. This story is titled, "Don't Insult My Engagement Ring." So my fiance and I have been dating for 4.5 years. In that time, we've bought a house together, we've adopted doggies together, I've put him through pharmacy school, and we fell even more in love. He's an amazing man, and I'm crazy about him. Imagine my excitement after braving all of the ups and downs and watching life unfold as a team that he proposed. I was overjoyed through tears of happiness, and I said yes. It's a larger, slightly blush pink amethyst stone with a halo of topaz around it set in rose gold. I loved it. It was perfect. The next day, I was attending a baby shower for my best friend in my hometown. I trekked my way there, and even though I tried to downplay my engagement because I wanted it to be about her, she made a mini announcement because I knew the people who were there. Most people did a congratulations type of thing, which was nice, except for her cousin. This girl, let's call her Amy, is super religious. Actually, everyone from my town is super religious, and I appreciate their faith, but don't like their judgment. She's voiced her opinions before on how people shouldn't live together unless they're married, and all that jazz. So when she sauntered over, she took my hand in hers and scrutinized the ring. She more or less said that at least he was making an honest woman out of me and that he had taken too long to propose. Then she kind of scrunched her nose at my ring and asked what kind of stone it was in a snobby tone, with a little snobby half smile on her face. She also said it was generic that he would ask me now that he's a graduate, because that's what everyone does. I don't know what came over me. I love my ring, and I've never been this mean girl, but I've known Amy for a while, and she's always been like this. She likes to say what terrible decisions others have made, and how she always puts Jesus first, so that's why her life has turned out so well.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Well, I went for it. I said, oh, he waited until he knew that he could provide for me. It's a pink diamond. Her whole face changed from smug to envious. She practically threw my hand down and muttered how she was happy for me. I looked up how big my petty lie had been later, only to find out that yes, pink diamonds are actually a thing, and the teeny ones are like $10,000. But hey, she doesn't have to know how poor we are. We're rich with unconditional love and loyalty, and that's why I'm happy to call him my future husband. OP also left a picture of her ring for everyone to see. If she likes it, it's all that matters. This story is titled, Won't Lock the Door to the Room? Enjoy Having It Empty. So this was a few years ago during my freshman year in college. I had worked hard in high school to save up enough cash to buy 2 TVs, a PS4, speakers, kitchen utensils and plates, a futon, and a few smaller items. The college that I went to had suite-style living, where each roommate got his own individual room. There were 4 of us, so we had 4 rooms, 2 bathrooms, a small kitchen, and a great room and main room. Since I was the first one who moved in, I got unpacked and settled in, making sure to leave plenty of room for everyone to unpack and claim the space in the bathrooms and other common areas. I set up 1 TV, the larger one, in the great room with my PS4 so we could all enjoy it, and I put my utensils and plates in the kitchen so we could all use those as well. I didn't mind sharing my stuff up to this point, since I like to share and put my faith in others. However, I wouldn't be posting here if this trusting nature of mine wasn't changed. On to the story. So one night, a drunk college kid came barging into our room, screaming at the top of his lungs, waking me up. I was about to get out of bed until one roommate, the slob of the group, ran out and kicked him into the hallway. Since I left a lot of expensive items in the great room for us to use, this made me fear that anyone could walk in and steal my stuff, and that would be the last I've seen of them. So I asked my roommates to lock the door if no one else was home, and we agreed on it. It worked for a few days, until I noticed that I walked in and no one was home, but the door wasn't locked. Granted, they would go to a few friends' dorms across the hall, but they had gone out for almost 5 hours. I asked them again, and they blew me off. A 1-3 vote doesn't work too well at the college I attended as far as roommate agreements went, so there was nothing I could do. Anyway, there were 3 more instances of dumb young freshmen walking into our dorm and either yelling or passing out on our couch with just the TV on and nothing on it. The straw that broke the camel's back was when I noticed that my dishes that I was sharing were in the trash, along with some stainless steel utensils. As I looked around, I also saw one of the 4 controllers that I had was smashed and under the couch, and my remote was totally lost. I finally asked them once more to lock the door and to try to respect my things that I shared with them, but they blew me off and said, "It's not like you used them, it's basically ours anyway." So with this, I got petty, and I mean petty. I started my revenge when they went off to get beer since they wanted to play the new Call of Duty game. I first started moving my TV and the PS4 into my room, along with everything else I had in there, as well as my futon, which was used as a second couch. It took me about 30 minutes of hard labor, but I finally had packed up my dorm room. But that's my petty part. Time for revenge. After another 20 minutes, they returned with the whole group, and they were stoked to play the new Call of Duty game, until they noticed the entire great room was empty, save for the couch and the TV stand. I decided to leave before they got back, but I was receiving calls and texts for almost an hour asking where I was and where all the stuff went. I decided to keep quiet and allow them to embarrass themselves in front of their friends. Not only that, but they confronted me on a few occasions to get me to surrender my items, or else they'd have to pay for new ones out of their pocket. I merely said, "Oh, sorry, but now they're locked behind my room door, since that's the only door that gets locked in this whole place." They were very unhappy, and spent way more than I did on the items, since I got the back-to-school sales and work discounts on all of my items. I probably paid nearly $1,400 on everything I bought, and they paid nearly $2,100 to get everything back that I shared. I can tell you one thing for certain, it's fun to see 3 guys fight over a PS4 and a large TV, since they all chipped in to pay for them. Anyways, that's my petty revenge, and I hope you enjoyed the read. And that's it for this episode of r/petty revenge. Guys, if you enjoyed it and aren't subscribed, do hit that subscribe button for future videos. If you didn't catch the last episode of r/pro revenge, it's a really good tale. So if you haven't heard it, click the video right now. I hope you guys got your revenge fix for the day, and I'll see you guys in the next one.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.